The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
There we go.
Now welcome to the episode.
Did you not hit record?
I didn't hit record.
On both of them.
I got them both now. So luckily we only realized that 30 seconds in. So
not 30 minutes.
Not 30 minutes.
We would have just about to just close the computer.
Yeah. We would have tried we'll catch you next tomorrow. Week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Episode 173 last week was a bit of a ramble. This week is probably more of a ramble, but more, I feel like this week is going to be more focused.
I don't know. I loved last week's episode.
Oh, okay.
That's how the episode should be.
Yeah. We got a lot of, interaction.
Yeah. There's no reason to have like a specific issue that we talk about.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like that, I think that. There's only so many issues, and we're 173 episodes in.
Yeah,
you can't talk about. We're done.
We're done.
There is no more topics. Yeah. We're literally going to revisit topics.
Yeah,
update topics.
You can only talk about trucks so many different ways. You can only design T-shirts in so many different ways, which is where I want to kick this off at. But yeah. I actually want to clear the air of one particular thing really quick, because not because I had no idea I was doing that, but apparently I say because.
Yeah, John Oro pointed that out.
I wasn't gonna like put him on blast or nothing, but
oh no, he didn't want to put you on blast. He messaged me and he goes, "Hey, do you think I should send this to Frank?" He says because, and it drives him insane.
I know. Well, number one, I mean, that's kind of
I've never noticed it.
I've never noticed it either. I just yeah. Hey man, words fall out of this face, whether they're whatever you pronounce it correctly or not, or they work or they don't work.
And everyone does something to like that is off-putting. Or
is that the pillow thing?
I don't know. Yeah, like you see someone do something and you're like, that annoys me.
Yeah,
but it's like nothing. It's like this.
Yeah.
It's like the thumbs up.
Yeah.
That annoys half the population, and half the population it doesn't bother.
Right. Because. You know?
Because.
Because. I think it's because. Because.
Because.
Because. All right.
Yeah, like the letter B and then because.
I can say right from here going on out, it's not going to change. So I'm sorry, Oro, if it bothers you, because like I'm
turn it off right now. Yeah. Because now we're both gonna say because
just turn it off, because I can't change who I am.
Yeah, yeah. But it is funny when people do make you realize certain things that you don't even yeah. realize yourself.
Yeah,
it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it is pretty interesting. So anyway, wanted to clear the air of that real quick.
Okay,
but other than that.
Well, now no one else that realized, because it was only him.
I know, everybody's going to be.
Now everyone's
I'm actively going to avoid saying that word right now.
Why?
What would be a...
Because why?
Because.
That's you're not going to be able to not say that word.
I know. What's a synonym for that? However?
Also?
Also. Okay.
Yeah, because it means like you're explaining something.
Yeah.
You're explaining
it's like reason.
You could just say... You could just say the reason is.
Yeah. Oh, the reason is. However, reason is. Also.
However, also.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you, buddy. Speaking of, this is where I want to start. Speaking of words, misspeaking, T-shirts, you can only say things so many times. I dropped a new T-shirt today. So go over to the website and purchase it. It's really cool. It looks like this. So this is this will eventually be an image, yeah. Which I hope Angie can. It's currently Friday, and I hope Angie can get it done by the time this airs. But okay. This is it. If anybody was really, really, really paying close attention last week, I dropped brand new shirt and quickly took it down because I wasn't necessarily satisfied with the wording on it. I'm satisfied with it now, and I'm not going to actually tell you what it says.
Okay.
I'm just going to just, it is. It's this thing right here.
It's this thing right here.
It's that thing right there. So go to the website, purchase it. It's going to be a pre-order. So now that this is going to drop Monday, like the original intent was to start shipping them on the 2nd of September. Now we're probably looking at a little bit past that. So
yeah,
pre-order and then shipping. But I'm really happy with this shirt. This is the first, I don't want to say like Tacoma shirt, but it is it's the new path that we're going on. You know, or I'm going on, I should say.
You mentioned this in the conversation yesterday that we had on thing. You said this is one of many Tacoma shirts. And I wanted to say, you can't only just make Tacoma t-shirts.
I understand. No, I understand that. And there will be many different other shirts involved as well. Yeah. I'm just saying, where this whole thing, not this whole thing, Sniff, but one of the places that all this started from was my kind of like getting tired of using the Forerunner, you know, and all the people who I appreciate so much who've made me artwork, making Forerunner artwork. I've like, this is the next chapter of that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, I'm not going to say every single shirt is going to be a Tacoma shirt.
No, but here's the thing, right? Uh-huh. You can only make so many iterations of the same shirt. So
right.
If you come out swinging when the truck's done, you can't, like, this is just me, right?
Yeah. You hit me with it.
I cannot make more than one shirt of my truck.
Yeah.
Well, you just get, you're going to get sick of it just like you did the Forerunner thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to just happen so fast. So you almost have to do like one a year.
Yeah. I said that this is one of many like Tacoma S shirts. I didn't say that they were going to be like rapid fire. Bah, 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 bah.
No, I know. That's just the way that it. Like,
so I do plan on having this truck for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And so like, it is going to need a little bit of a stretch like here and there, you know? So yeah, no, I totally understand that part, but I'm just excited. I'm excited about this whole process. So I just want to get something going, you know? And, the way this came about, Chris Rhodes just happened to doodle an Alba Bank wheel one day, and I was like, oh, I like that. So took that, kind of massaged it a bit, you know, and here we are. So the first shirt is an Alba Bank wheel, my favorite style wheel.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. So go pre-order that. That'd be great.
I got a first sketch of actually I have made a shirt with my truck on it already, but it wasn't necessarily like, it had a bunch of other trucks.
It was sort of like a little bit of a precursor testing.
Yeah. And it was just an easy thing for me to do because the artwork was kind of already done, which it ended up not being. That shirt is going away. I'm not reprinting that shirt.
Yeah.
I wasn't happy with it. There's a lot of cool things about that shirt, but you can't see them. They're too hidden. Like, no one sees the things in it, and I always have to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So that one will be probably will not be reprinted. But the one that I'm working on now is the first one with only my Tacoma on it.
Cool.
And we're going to release it for Halloween.
Oh, it's a...
It's going to be that whole... It's got a theme for it, and I'm just
pretty excited. Is it very hardcore Halloween, or is it just Halloween-esque?
No, it's not even really Halloween. It's just okay. That time of year.
Because like that, you kind of got to be careful for, because you don't want it to make it a Halloween shirt.
Exactly.
You know, you got to, it's just, like, you want to esque.
Yeah. There's just, I mean, all my shirts, not all, but like the skeleton type shirts, you know what I mean? I could say those are kind of like this, it's a similar theme shirt,
right,
which can be sold all year long, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and kind of like what you were saying, like the other shirts, like the Arizona shirt, the LST shirt, the Mini Nat shirt, they're themed shirts, but they also like pretty much tell a very straightforward story. Like beginning with the Arizona shirt, it's two dudes driving a C10 in Arizona. It's very self-explanatory.
That shirt's going away, and that's getting redone for Dino's this year too.
Oh, cool.
So that one, if you don't have one and want one or want an extra one or whatever, that one, I still have a bunch in the garage, so I'm sure I'll have some. when it comes to Dinos, but I got a bunch of C10 shows before that, so I don't know. But yeah, we're going to redo that one. Same theme, Arizona theme, but change it up.
Yeah. Well, my point was, is like getting to the first shirt with your truck on it, like that lacked a story to it. It was more just three trucks with these things behind it rather than the truck and then a theming around it kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's where that kind of went off the rails a little bit. Worked really good for its purpose before that. Worked really well, you know, didn't necessarily translate into what you want to do. Your current Good Life shirt is killer. I think we've talked about that before, but just to go back and touch on that, super killer. And it's a story. Blazer, beach, sun, waves. It tells a pretty straightforward story, you know.
So and that's the goal for each of those, is just to, like you said, just to tell a story and all that. The other one was just artwork that was kind of already done, but I ended up changing so much that I could have just
started with a new one. Yeah.
Anyways, but I was like, oh, whatever. It still did well. But it's one of those where, you know, they're not all, some of them you just go, eh.
Yeah. And that I've had many of those. And sometimes the ones, it's just like making videos or anything else. Sometimes it's the one you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then it's just wildfire. And you're just like, oh, okay. Who knows, you know? It's whatever people vibe with, I guess, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of videos, I should have one out to, it might be tomorrow. I'm almost done with it, but I don't know.
Me too.
By the time I finesse it up, it might be, it'll be up by the time this is out.
Okay. But, mine will be up later this week, probably Thursday of this week for Mini Nats. I know. Like, it's like, bro, this is like, just drop the video already. And I'm like, I'm trying. So that one, mine will drop sometime.
Not for a lack of trying.
No, not for a lack of trying. Definitely not for that. Have you, I'm guilty of not watching a lot of stuff that you send me, but have you checked out some of the things that I sent you on TikTok with that guy, bigger guy with like shaggy hair, and he does like little video tutorials and stuff?
I watch every single thing you send
me. I know you do. You're a good friend. Yeah. You're a very good friend. I'm not. Yeah. But I'm really loving those because it's this guy and he just does these like short TikToks with straight to the point, like not necessarily how to's, but more advice. Like it's just sort of like loose advice. And I think it's great. I think he makes really good videos. I would shout him out, but he doesn't need the help. Believe me.
No,
especially from some two guys on a truck podcast.
But the people that are listening to us might want to walk.
They might want to go check. Yeah, they may want to go check him out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I'll talk about it another time.
Yeah.
So new shirts coming down. I'm excited about that. Definitely excited to get that rolling. Not much update on the truck situation, but everybody kind of knew that it was going to be stagnant for a while. But I have been talking to Panda, and the plan is solidifying. The plan's coming together. And I was also thought we could just go over like some shows that we're going to, because we got a lot of stuff coming up.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, we got a whole ton of stuff coming up, and it plays into the Tacoma too. So we can talk about that. Starting with next weekend, you're coming out here. You and Lindsay are coming out, picking me up.
Yep.
And we're heading up to Sacramento to C10 Intervention.
Remember last year when you were going to make a C10 shirt and then you never did, and then we're going to these C10 shows again and you still haven't made a C10 shirt?
Yeah. Just did say, hey, man. You are, everything you said is factual.
I was thinking about that. I was like, he took a picture of his truck last year.
I did.
Came up with the design and then never used it.
And it just never, I just sort of, like, I was really gung-ho on it, and then I just, like, started, like, sputtering out, and then I lost interest. I literally just opened that file yesterday and looked at it. I'm all, oh, this is a cool idea. I like it. So I'm not going to get it done in a week, but who knows? Maybe for Dinos. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Hey, man. Yeah. I'm not promising nobody. I don't know nobody nothing.
You owe yourself something.
I owe myself income.
Yeah, like to make money.
To income.
Yeah.
To survive.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I did go last weekend. I was out in SoCal, but I didn't see you.
Mm-mm. You did kind of a little sneaky mission.
I did. I went to, met up with some old friends, and then I went down to Encinitas, and there's a skateboard guy named Mike McGill that I'm sure if anybody's older like me remembers that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the very first people, very first skateboard I ever had, like real skateboard, was a Mike McGill skateboard. And so I've been on this like throwback trip where I was like, I want another skateboard, but I want like a full skateboard.
Yeah. Like a complete.
I want a complete. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Not that I'm going to like try to go skate or anything, but I'm just like, I just want one just mm-hmm. to have one.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm already in Southern California. I was like, let me just make my way down there and check it out. So I did. And he was in there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Him and his son and this other dude. And then, so I grabbed the board and while they put it together, me and him sat there and just talked for like 30 minutes. And then he's like, do you want me to sign it? And I was like, yeah, but then I'm not going to want to ride it. Right.
No, screw it.
But he's like, no, I want you to ride this.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So yeah, so I did that and then I went and actually rode it.
Yeah. How was that? I'm just, you know, clicking through stories and I come across yours and I see you riding a skateboard and I'm like, whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah. There's a lot of people are like, what? Yeah. I haven't been on a skateboard since, oh man, I want to say like the early 2000s.
Really? Wow, that long.
Yeah, time. Like stepped foot on a skateboard. And I was never good at skateboarding. I just knew how to ride a skateboard. So yeah, I was down and then I went, it was an Oceanside.
Yeah.
So I was right down there and it was fun. Then I went to the Unwritten Law show and met up with a bunch of Severed Ties guys. And yeah, it was good times.
That's cool. So that was your second Unwritten Law show in so many weeks.
Yeah, it was so funny, man. Like the lead singer of that band is a mess, right?
Yeah. And I've heard some things.
Wasted, dude.
Oh, really?
Wasted.
Peeled out.
So funny story, right? I meet it's Jacob, Sam, Jordan, and Will Gerke. And we had some food and then we this dude walks up. We're at Johnny Rockets, which is right next door to the House of Blues Anaheim, right? Mm-hmm. This dude walks up and he points it. I think it was Jordan. He's like, Jordan or Sam or whatever, get up, come on. And we're like, what the heck? So they knew each other.
Oh, okay.
So we go to the front of the line. This like, there's the main line with all these people in it. And we go to another line and we get these VIP wristbands.
What?
And we're like, whoa, what is this? And then this guy runs up behind us and he's like, hey, Severed Ties. And he has a Severed Ties tattoo. It's the OG Jason Silva from Severed Ties.
Yeah.
The other guys from Severed Ties had no idea who he was.
Really?
I was like, oh, I know this guy. So we like said, what's up? And he's like, yeah, I'm here to see Mest and whatever. So then we go into this VIP thing and this dude is like taking us on this like behind the scenes kind of tour thing.
Yeah.
And then we go into this place called the Foundation Room, which is this private VIP bar type thing. And then there's this door that slides open and you're above the band. You're above
behind them or behind them or in front of
no,
them?
No, like on the side.
Oh, on the side.
So it just surrounds the main floor.
Uh-huh.
And so the lady scans our ticket. But before this, we got stickers. Everyone got stickers on like these stickers they put on their chest. But me and Will did not get stickers. And we're like, oh, whatever. So when we go through the ticket scanning thing, this lady walks up to us and goes, hey, where's your stickers? And we're like, oh, we didn't get them. And she goes, okay, you have to have stickers to be in here. And we're like, okay. Like, she goes, so do you want to go downstairs right now? Or do you want to go back in the Foundation Room? And we're like, we had no idea what was happening.
Right.
This was going on. So anyways, she escorted us downstairs because we were not VIP.
So why didn't you get a sticker?
The guy that was part of it's like a special House of Blues club, right? Uh-huh. Imagine like Disney 33, like Club 33.
Okay.
This was House of Blues version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He had his own locker up there with his own bottle of alcohol in
and
it.
And this is the guy from Severed, the OG
No,
guy
this
from
is some guy from the Severed, the guy that, some guy in Severed Ties that knew this guy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Anyway, it's a weird story, but it was funny.
Yeah, no, I'm
following along. I forgot that I was going to tell it, so.
Yeah, no worries.
So me and Will were like, yeah, whatever. So we go downstairs, but the other guy stayed upstairs. So we got the boot because we were not.
Right. You didn't have your sticker.
But I was like, I don't want to be upstairs anyways. Like,
yeah. You want to be like down in there in the
down
mix.
In there.
Yeah.
So we go down. The one band played Pulley and then we scooted up to the front and we watched Mest and then they were done. And then I turn around and this guy looks down at me that was standing behind me and he goes, Brian? And I go, yeah. And he goes, oh, I'm so-and-so, local finesse.
Oh, wow. This is just a whole mini truck.
It's a whole mini truck thing, right?
That's so tight.
Like, there's severed guys up there in the VI. We could see him. We were like waving at him and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Me and Will, and then this guy from Local Finesse. And yeah, it was a good time. But yeah, the lead singer was so wasted.
Oh,
when he comes out, we were just, I was like, he's not going to make it through. This is 2 hours that because they did two full albums.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was in San Diego. He kept saying San Diego.
Oh,
and then the lead guitar guy like walked up to him and put in his ear. He's like, Anaheim. And then we're just laughing, dude. And then,
dude,
I guess apparently the cocaine must have kicked in because then he was because like,
he was straight. Just he was all straight. Leveled out.
Yeah, leveled out, man. It was
give me 10
it was
seconds
a,
here.
It was a wild ride, you know. It took like the crazy. First probably 6 or 7 songs, and I was like, this dude is not gonna. He kept pulling his microphone cable up, and they had to run up and like plug it back. It was, I was like.
Yeah, I've because you know, like I talk to people kind of like in the music industry, industry. That sounds stupid, but like people who play in bands and stuff. And I heard some stuff about that guy, and I'm like, oh, interesting. I'm not gonna air anybody's dirty laundry, but yeah, I could see.
It's a it's a well known fact that he's like that. You know, it was pretty crazy. It was so funny because they posted something on Facebook, like a recap video.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the girl, they were like, oh, Anaheim, thanks for the love. And this girl commented, she's like, are you sure it wasn't San Diego?
Awesome. It's so funny how like now people can like fans can hold these people kind of accountable now. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like mm-hmm. a long time ago, you would go to a show and something like that would happen and it would just be something you told your friends about. But now people can like go back and circle around and kind of like, you know, hold these guys accountable or say what they want to say. So it's kind of an interesting time we kind of live in.
Yeah,
you know?
It was. But so back to back, those shows was a lot of fun. And it was this one was a lot of fun because there was like just people there that I knew and the guy behind from Local Finesse. That was pretty fun.
That's really cool, man. That is so cool. And it's just so, so interesting. I mean, but it makes sense because like we all listen to the same music. We all do the same things, you know, that's bound to happen. Like I remember you going to Disneyland last year and just running into random people there. And it's just,
oh yeah.
It is so cool. It just is what it is.
And then that Jason Silva guy from Severed, he was he was there to see Mest.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did I'm not familiar with this person either. What did he drive back in the day? Or?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know
who he is? No. But I look back and he's in the pit just running. He's in charge of that pit for Mest.
That's awesome.
Right, just going crazy. And then afterwards, I went up to him when they were in between the bands, and it was him and his daughter was there, and his son was there, and his daughter's boyfriend were there, and they were all like. It was really cool.
That's cool. Well, we saw, I don't know if you remember, but we saw Mest at the Havasu Meltdown.
I left, remember?
Oh, you had left at that point? Yeah, that's right. Because they were after the Pinks, and I think you left shortly after that.
Yeah, they were the headline. And it was funny because I told everyone's like, yeah, Mest. And I was like, you know, they headlined a mini truck show.
Yeah.
And they were like, I didn't know that.
Oh, really? Oh, that's funny.
Like, what, you guys don't pay attention to like.
Shane's listening right now like, God damn it.
I know, yeah, right? They're like, oh, I would have went. That's so cool.
Now Shane is really pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, so, man.
I don't know whose fault that was, if that was Shane's fault for not promoting it right, or if that was those guys for not paying attention. But they're active Severed Ties members.
I'm not putting any blame on anybody. I'm just pointing stuff out.
I am. I'll put blame on the Severed Ties guys because those guys are obviously not paying attention.
Yeah, I mean Shane did promote it, and he was out there making it happen. So
yeah,
I mean
maybe they don't like Shane,
but you guys gotta have some communication in your clubs about these shows.
Yeah, that kind of goes to the Forbidden show. Like I rely heavily on clubs to give information to their own clubs,
mm-hmm.
and it happens most of the time, but sometimes it doesn't. So if you're in a club. And you see something on an event page, you know, make sure that the rest of the club knows.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of not every member's on Instagram or on Facebook or whatever. So, you know, just kind of that old school communication.
Yeah. And to put ourselves on blast, it happens with our club too, you know?
Yeah. Have you booked your room or done anything for Day to Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm ready to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ready to go on that. I got that one done. Obviously got the Forbidden one done.
I'm such a hotel snob now, and not quality of hotel, but bookings of hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Like I will book. So like I've already booked. We booked Mini Nats right afterwards, but I've already booked the Airbnb for LST. I've already booked I just book these hotel rooms because I know if I don't at the time I'm thinking about it, I will forget. and I just don't want to. And I also like searching for Airbnbs online. It's fun.
Yeah, and that makes up for my complete disregard and lack of concern for that. Yeah.
We definitely hold each other accountable on different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, we're hold. Yeah, we definitely prop each other up on different things.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's a really cool story. To go back to your skateboard story, I did that a few years ago too. I mean, my skateboard journey is basically from like freshman to senior year. I skated every single day in high school, and it got to when I got my license and I had my first truck. We used to load up ramps in the back and cruise around town, set up skate spots and stuff. So that's how into skateboarding I was. And then I met Angie, and then all that went away.
Yeah. Mine was, I was into it when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a bike and I got out of the skateboard
thing.
Mm-hmm. And so that's my next deal. Like, I'm selling the bike I have right now.
You need a big ripper.
That's what I'm going to get. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So I've been talking to Brent about that.
Yeah. Those things are tight. If you want to go the Temu version, it's not the Temu version, it's still a nice bike. I went through that and I'll get back to my skateboard stories in a second. But I went through that in 2020 when we were at home a lot. I wanted a bike, and I was looking at big rippers, and I'm like, ugh. And then so I ended up with a Mongoose, a 26-inch Mongoose. Still super cool bike, BMX looking, like right handlebars, right frame, right wheels, right tires. And it was only like $250, $300. At the time, I don't know what it is now.
I think I bought mine in, like, I forgot when, 2016 or 17. And
your mountain bike?
It's a Mongoose, too. And it's a Walmart bike, and they were only $200 at the time. But yeah. I went and I upgraded every single component on it.
Right.
So it's got upgraded brakes, upgraded shifter, upgraded crank, upgraded all that stuff. And it made the bike a lot better.
But you kind of want to, I mean, forgive me, but you want kind of cooler bike now.
It's not that it's not a cool bike. It's just not the right fit for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You want a BMX style bike.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. I don't want gears. Yeah, it's not that it's not cool. It's cool for somebody.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, like I just don't want the big tire. I don't want all the rolling resistance and the heavy tires and all that stuff. So they're cool if you like want to go, you know, if you're in dirt and just running over things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
when are you ever going to do that? You're just going to go cruise around the street, bike lanes and stuff.
Yeah, so that's what I was like. I don't need the big tires.
Yeah, if you get a big ripper, that'd be tight. Those things are so cool. That's SE bikes. I remember when I almost bought one at Cruise of the Pines. Do you remember that a few years ago? Yeah, we were there. It was like the last time I vendored Cruise of the Pines. And there was that bike shop set up next to us, and they had a big ripper. And it was John Deere green and yellow. No. And they're like, dude, we'll give this to you for $400. And I'm like,
oh, you should have bought it.
I know. Well, back then, I know. I talked myself out of it. But yeah, that was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The one I saw was brown that I liked on the website.
Well, the thing with them is they just do new models every single year. So they're always coming out with colorways. And I'm not a New York Knicks fan, but they came out with one a few years ago. Those New York Knicks colors, the orange and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Looks so sick. Like, it was so bad. And they just have good style. And then they'll work with different companies too. Like, they did a Famous Stars and Straps big ripper. They did a Suicidal Tendencies big ripper that was so super cool. They've done Laker ones. They've done New York
Knicks. It's like the Dixon flannel of
bikes. Yeah, bikes. Yeah, yeah. And then, I mean, they're just like printing money over there, because you got all these old dudes who love these type of bikes, and they're like, $1,500? No, here you go.
it is pretty funny, because there's so, like, when I was in the skate shop, there was another guy in there with his son, and he was getting a board put together too. And he was like, yeah, he goes, I haven't skated. He's like, I've messed around. He goes, but I haven't bought a real skateboard in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
And then a few people had came in, same thing, in their 40s,
mm-hmm.
buying skateboards. For whatever reason, nostalgia, exercise. Like, mm-hmm. my thing is, because I'm losing weight, so now I can like do these things that I haven't been able to do, or didn't want to do, or is too lazy to do for so long. So it's like half nostalgia, half this. And then, you know, the bigger boards they're coming back. Like, a lot of people are like just buying these bigger, wider boards because they're
easier to ride. Not easier to ride, but kind of like,
well, you don't need a lollipop board or popsicle board is what they call them, I guess, right?
I'm not sure.
If you're not doing tricks, like if you're not actually riding to do tricks like me, then you don't actually need that board,
right?
You know, so you have like those. They're starting to make a lot more of those.
So mine, a few years ago, I can't remember what year, but a few years ago, I was did the same thing. I was like, I'm going to start getting into skating again. Went out, got a, I got a blank. I just went down to pharmacy. That's our like localish skate shop. Went down to pharmacy, picked up a blank, got a complete, took it to the skate park, started pumping around. And actually, like I was, and don't forget, I was several years younger than I am now, in like late 30s. So I was a bit younger, but pumping around, you know, going around, going up ramps and down. I'm like, this is amazing. I can't, why have I not done this for so many years? And then I fell and I put my hands out and I hit my wrist. And as soon as I hit my wrist and got up and it hurt, I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, yeah.
My whole job is doing this. So if I can't do this, I'm cooked, you know?
Yeah.
So I immediately was like, well, that was fun. Yeah. Put the board away and I have not visited since then.
Yeah. And that's me, right? I'm not going to go and go up and down things or in things. Like literally just going to ride around the neighborhood and, you know, on Reddit, there's an old skaters Reddit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, subreddit. It's so, because Tony Hawk will randomly post in there. He's like,
really? Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because you put your title of the your post and then your age. So he's always, he puts like, skated random park in Germany, 57 years old.
I thought he turned and 60. He's still under 60?
I don't know. The last post he put 57 years old. So, and then it's just, he doesn't say who he is. His name is not Tony Hawk, his username. So you're like, you're watching this guy and you're like, dang, that guy's really good. And then you realize it's just Tony Hawk randomly uploading to a subreddit.
Right, yeah.
The old skater subreddit. So everyone in there is so funny because they're just like, you're not cool enough for pads. You're not cool enough. Like, get wrist guards.
Yeah.
Get that stuff.
You know I think if I ever messed around with it some more, I would do that. But I don't know. I did enjoy the riding bikes. You know, when we did that in 2020, that was a lot of fun. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're ready. You just showed me some pads.
Some wrist guards. Yeah, that's yeah, I don't know how much I'm gonna write, but it's cool. It's kinda more decoration than anything, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, like your office is full of skateboards, mine is full of skateboards. It's just It's just sort of it's very interesting how our generation is just kind of getting older and how that looks like. You know? Like it makes you wonder about like our parents' generation, you know. I don't know, that could be a whole thing, but yeah, it's just interesting how our generation is aging. You know, I look at guys like, and I'm not calling them old, but they are very old. Ronnie, Oro, like all those C10 dudes, like they have fun, man. They have a ton of fun. They're into bikes. They're into skateboarding. So it's just, and that's the generation. Just sort of just, that's the way they're aging, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. I was really happy for you, like seeing you on a board. I'm like, yeah, that's so super cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. And Oceanside's right. I sent you that TikTok, and you, I don't know if you even opened it, but you should make a
I try. I do try. I
watch every single one.
I do.
I see ish. Some funny stuff.
I know you do. Yeah, it's great. It's great. I do. I do make a concerted effort to.
There was one. It was a pizza place in Oceanside called Odie's.
I did see that one. Yep.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go to that. Like, I just sent it to you, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go to that. And it was really good.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Oceanside's great. I mean, that's my, I've heard it 1,000 times. Carlsbad, Oceanside, that's my spot. We actually have members there, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. That's really cool. But we were talking about next weekend for the intervention.
You're talking about upcoming shows.
Upcoming shows. To. Yeah. We're starting off with intervention next weekend, which I'm excited for. I told Angie yesterday, I was like, because part of the plan that we're talking about is going to San Francisco, checking San Francisco out a little bit. I guess Lindsay's never been there before, so she wanted to check it out. And just yesterday, I told Angie, I said, look, I'm not like trying to like rub it in your face or nothing, but we're going up to intervention. We're going to probably spend a few hours in San Francisco checking stuff out because San Francisco is Angie's favorite city.
Yeah,
and it's also one of my favorite cities. And so she's like, damn it. She's like, how come you guys can't ever do that when I'm on a road trip? Because usually, well,
when is she? She hasn't been on a road trip in forever. That's not our fault.
Right, right. But no, she's just talking about like it happens sometimes when we're on a trip and we're like, oh, that'd be really cool to check out.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so we're gonna do that. I'm excited for that. And one of my favorite things to do is show people around things that I like. So I'm like super stoked to go around San Francisco, just check out different things, you know. So super stoked for that. And then we're going to shoot a podcast, hopefully, right?
Yep.
Before we leave?
Yeah, we have to.
So Lindsay will be our guest on that episode. So right now, if you got any questions for Lindsay about Pretty Low, about, I guess, Surface, right? Surface DVD.
Yeah, probably most everything's going to be pretty low. Yeah. And just a lot of randomness.
Yeah. But if I'm talking about questions, and people really know Lindsay,
specific questions,
right? People know Lindsay as those things. So if you have questions about those things, send them in, and we'll talk about it. That's going to be fun because she's got some things on her mind.
Yeah.
She's got some things she needs to get out. And I'm here for it. And it will be in a very special top secret location. So I'm excited about that. That's going to be fun. Also excited for the show. And now refresh my memory. So the chain of events for that show is the cruise is on Saturday, shows on Sunday?
Yeah, cruise is Saturday evening. So basically we're going to leave. We're going to do the podcast. We're going to get on the road. We'll get up there Friday night. And then we'll wake up butt crack of dawn on Saturday and just head over to San Francisco and then stay there till probably 2-ish because it's an hour and a half drive or so from Woodland. Mm-hmm. And we'll just drive straight back and then film the cruise and do all that.
Okay.
And then
Sunday's the show.
And then Sunday's the show where we have to be up at
again, 5 o'clock
in the morning.
Yeah.
And then
it's a great show. For those who don't know about it, you made a video of it last year, right? Mm-hmm. So go check out the video. But it's on like the main strip in downtown. That's the cruise up and down that street a bunch of times. They have this really cool VIP area that's like right in the center of all of it. With it's like on a stage and it's all lit.
It's food and drinks. And
I don't know if they have any because they only have like a certain amount of passes they sell, right?
Yeah, I don't know how it works out, but
you're right.
That's how it's set up.
Let me just jump real quick in the Instagram. There might be a little bit more information that we can fill people in on. Just since we're talking about it, it might talk about the VIP stuff. C10 intervention cruise night, August 30th show, August 31st, Woodland, California. Nothing about VIP. So hit them up. Go over to Instagram. It's just C10 intervention.
And even if you don't have a C10 or a Chevy truck, or you didn't get into the show because I think it's sold out.
I think the show is sold out for sure, but I'm not sure about the VIP things.
Just come hang out in Woodland if you're in that area. I know Bubba's coming down again.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. And then there's a bunch of mini truckers up there that kind of come out. Bob Grant was cruising around last year.
A lot of the Imperios guys from SenCal come out.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. These shows, you know, we talk a lot about these C10 shows, but I see a lot of mini truckers at these shows.
Yeah.
So, you know, even if you don't have a C10 truck, if you just want to come out and hang out
with friends.
Truck people, see your friends, it's a good way to do it.
And the vibe is just so chill. My favorite part is the vibe. Like, it's just like it's got a really cool location, bunch of old buildings. There's a cool little coffee shop around the corner. Get coffee. There's tons of food around. It's just a cool vibe. You know, everybody's super chill. Everybody's having a good time. Like I said, those C10 guys always have a good time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. And speaking of that, 2 weeks after that, me and Joe Molina, C10 Vatos, are going to C10s in the Park, which is in Waxahachie, Texas. And that's a cool one. We get there set up on Friday. The show's Saturday from like people are lined up down the street. And as soon as the sun breaks, they start rolling into the park.
Okay.
And there's 1,000 trucks in there. Everyone's barbecuing.
Oh, cool.
It's under these huge trees. And then that evening, you go downtown Waxahachie. It's the town square. And they pick 50 trucks to park in the square. And then they have bands that play. And it's this whole thing.
That's cool.
Now, I've been to C10s in the Park twice.
I was going
to
put you on blast, but you go ahead and put yourself on blast.
We have never been to the after thing because it is so hot during the day. And by the time we're done packing everything away, because that's the worst part is packing everything. When you're done packing everything away, you don't want to do anything. And that's literally what we have done the last two times we've been. So this time we're going to make an effort to actually go down there, force us to go down there.
Anybody who goes to that show and swings by the booth, hold you accountable. Be like, hey, man, see you tonight.
Usually like Caitlin Parker, the Parkers, she's always talking crap to us. She's always like going downtown. I'm like, yeah. She's like, no, I already know you're not.
Yeah, I know.
You guys are liars.
You know how they have that that old saying, the Irish goodbye? Do you know what that is?
Is that when you just dip?
You just dip. You don't say shit, right? You just
That's how I used to leave my parties.
But no, there's the good goodbye. The goodbye, which is, yeah, man, I'm going to go. I'll see you there. I'll see you there.
That describes me.
I just said it's the goodbye.
The goodbye.
Yeah. That is the goodbye. Hey, see you there, man. All right, cool. See you. Get back to the hotel. Yeah, dog. Not going to happen.
That describes actually all of us.
No, I know.
As a group, right?
Well, you had always, like, because we are a little bit different in age. And there was a time when, you would be like, no, I'm done. I'm like, no, screw it. We're going to go.
Oh, yeah. There, I was done before you were done, right?
Right.
So you're catching up to me now. You're catching up to that where I was.
Yeah.
And when you would tell me, nah, man, I'm still, and I'm like, that's cool.
Nope.
Like,
no, I mean? But, practice the goodbye.
Yeah. And the thing of it is it's not that necessarily we're, like me, I'm speaking for myself. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily that I'm tired or wore out. It's that I don't have FOMO anymore.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that as well.
And I used to have FOMO, and that's one of the biggest reasons I would stay up all night and just bounce around. You know what I mean? It's because I didn't want to miss out. And now I don't care if I miss out.
Yeah.
I don't have that anymore. And so, but now I want to go to the downtown thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
you've almost kind of come full circle again, because now your like outlook on it is different, where, you know, maybe before years ago it was like party, 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 party until you can't party no more. And now it's just sort of like, yeah, I just want to chill, hang out, talk to people. And then, you know,
yeah.
So maybe it's come around all the way around.
It has.
So and I'm going to be 4 years away from that. I don't know. Five years away from that.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that on the,
oh yeah, I got the show list too that you sent me.
I just have my calendar here. So I have October 4th is Cruise of the Pines here in Phoenix.
So, and that, now I've kind of got those wheels moving. I'm going to be there at Cruise of the Pines. I talked to, our friend Rucker and I got that all set up and I'll be vending that show, and I'm going to actually take the Tacoma all stock, take the Tacoma. That's going to be like part of the whole process of that. I wanted to take it to a show completely stock, not for the only reason of like just showing this, the evolution of this thing, you know?
Yeah.
And also, like I said before, it's like kind of like taking it places so I know just how everything, like how the truck reacts. And that way after it's bagged, I can now compare it and dial it in to what I want it to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm super stoked for that. I'm going to load the booth up, going to roll out there. Gonna shoot some content with, I've been talking to Panda. We're gonna shoot some content with Panda. So yeah, that's the first. So a lot of like kind of nothing going on right now, but come towards the beginning of October, mid October, there's like a whole bunch of stuff is gonna be happening.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's gonna be fun. We're gonna do a podcast with Panda.
Yep.
And we're gonna do an updated thing with that. We might do something. I talked to Oliver the other night, maybe do something with him.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Heck yeah.
Yeah, you know, because the last time we talked to Oliver was when he was about to go to Mininets.
Right, yeah. And he wasn't really taking his truck out much. And now he's taking his truck out a ton.
Now he's so we can kind of follow up with that.
Yeah.
And then I am going to the All Truck Nationals on the 11th in Maggie Valley.
Yes, and that's where kind of things have changed. You are going.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I knew the entire time you weren't going.
It's like you know me so well. You're just like, hey man, you're gonna do this, and then you just see this look and you're like, oh yeah, he's definitely not gonna do that.
Definitely not. And then I'm gonna stay out in Maggie Valley, or I'm gonna go somewhere. I haven't figured out what I'm gonna do, but then I'm gonna go to Last Resort the weekend after that.
Which Stuart, I apologize right now. Sorry, buddy.
Oh yeah, we haven't told Stuart you were not going.
I haven't told him yet. But hey, I'll be there in spirit, man.
Yeah. Stuart, I still don't give his booth space away, though. I'm going to use it for...
Maybe I should not say that. He pulls out his thing, just scribbles it all out.
She crosses you out. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll be at Last Resort, and then I'm going to come home. And then there's a show here in Phoenix called Truckin' 48.
Yeah, I saw that, and I don't think we really discussed that. What is that exactly?
So there's a guy out here that just he throws some truck shows. It's more like the street trucks. It's a lot of street truck stuff. Okay. And he's trying to get mini truckers out there, trying to kind of do that. And I figure it'd be, you know,
are the Arizona people like stoked, like planning on going?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them go, but I'm just like whatever. I'm just gonna go out there, set a booth up. It's at Castles and Coasters. Where
oh, really?
To be.
Oh, that's cool. Heck yeah.
So even if it's no mini truckers, I don't care. It's just.
Yeah, I mean, it's in your neighborhood, basically.
It's in the neighborhood. Why not? What else?
Well, is that considered the west side?
That's Central Phoenix.
Oh, so then, okay, then the east side people will probably go to that.
Yeah, who knows?
I know. I'm just kidding. That beef.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty busy, though. So that, and then the weekend after that's the Day of the Dead show in Riverside.
Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting one. We'll talk more about that as it gets closer, but that is not a truck show. That is like a big,
Well, it is. There is a truck show there.
Truck show or car show?
Well, truck, car show, whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it's not a mini truck show.
Yeah, yeah. It's
Or a C10 show. It's just a car show.
It's a big art festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then our buddy Chuko he's in charge of throwing the car truck show side of it. So that's part of the big art show. So, yeah. I don't know too much about it. I just know that last year it seemed like it was really cool.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, as we get closer, we'll talk about more and have some more details. And we'll be out there with our friend Alan. He's going to be out there. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be cool. I don't know much about it right now. Sorry, Chuko, but we'll do some research and we'll circle back around to that.
Yep. And then there's SEMA, and then there's Day to Remember.
Yep.
Which moved to Stratosphere. It's not at Prim anymore.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll talk about these as we get closer too. And then Dino's.
Mm-hmm. That's always the big weekend, man.
Yeah.
It's always a lot of fun. A lot of stuff going on, and just gearing up for that one. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm coming out to you because we're going to that Channel 5 thing. And guest episodes around that time or something.
That'd be awesome.
And then I'm rounding it out with Turkey Drag.
Mm-hmm.
And I have something that's the end to tell you
post pod that might. Okay. Anyway, we'll talk about that post pod.
Yeah.
But that's all the shows and stuff coming up.
That's it. Yeah. So that's kind of rounding out the year. There's a lot coming up. It's super busy.
We went through these, it's like this every year, man. Like, June, July, part of August is sort of like a lot of nothing going on. And then it starts ramping right back up.
Yeah. And these are the shows that we're going to. There's Freaktoberfest that's happening in NorCal. There's Freakin' Weekend that's happening in the South. There's Slam Fest in Florida. So there's so many events. These are just the events that we're going to this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least one of us is going to.
And both those events, like we have a few friends that like are always telling us about like the Freaktoberfest, how great that is. So those are great events. If you're in the PNW, Northern California, or you want to travel to a cool show, that's a good one. Freakin' Weekend was that first year was last year, right? I think
it's been going on a couple years now, but I think.
But I heard it's really good. It's a lot of fun.
That's another one. It's right there where Scraping the Coast is in Biloxi. Right on the beach, and they have it's like Forbidden, right? So it's the hotel, the show, all that stuff. So, yeah, I heard that one's really good.
Yeah. So plan on going to a show. Get out there, polish your rides up. Do something. Yeah. Yeah. What else we got going on? How are we gonna round this old girl out?
I don't know. Oh, I'm working on a video now. I dropped LST. This is kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
So I dropped LST last weekend.
Mm-hmm. I saw the video because last week's episode, you're like, I dropped LST. And I'm all, what? So I went back and watched it.
Yeah.
Very good. Chupas basically did all that, right? He filmed
edited it.
Great everything. Job. Really good.
Yep. And so a lot of the show videos, he will do a lot of the editing. Like C10 Slowdown, he filmed it. He's going to edit it. Intervention, he's going to film it. He'll probably edit it.
Oh, cool.
I'll do. There's some that I still want to do, like mini nats and certain things like that. But I need to. If I'm gonna go to a show and make a show video, like it's just so. I've done it so many times, year after year, month after month. It's getting to the point where they're getting pushed out so far because I'm not excited to do them.
Yeah. Hey, man. I know. Yeah.
You know. So like, I need to just. I can't do them all. So having him do some and then me do a couple gets me excited for those couple that I do.
Yeah. And not only that, but it because I mean, look, everybody is a different kind of like video maker, you know? And so it's cool because it doesn't get repetitive. Like his is really different than yours, you know? Yeah. And so it changes your sensory. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 Definitely.
So like I watch the video and I'm like, it's like new to me.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. And you know what? Hey, I got to super hand it to Chupas. Because we were not there that long.
So that's the thing,
right? He pulled that out, man, and he made it look really good.
Right, yeah. He missed. There was a, obviously, that was everything he filmed on Friday because that's the only time we were there.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like an entire room full of like all the real, like a lot of real badass stuff.
I know, yeah.
but you didn't know because that room was sealed up because it was heated.
Right.
You didn't want, and that same room is the air conditioned room when it's hot. So that video, it was 30 something degrees, colder than shit, right? The next video I'm uploading is from the same location, but it was 100 degrees.
Oh, for Classic Truck Throwdown.
So if you look at the LST video, it's us sitting in front of a propane heater.
Yeah.
At the next video, it's us sitting in front of a misting fan.
Oh, Chupas went out there for
that? No. Oh. This is just me.
Oh, this is just you.
Yeah, I say us is like just
the just people the people around you.
So it's like sitting at in one in front of a heater at the exact same location.
That's funny.
And the next is sitting at a same location but with a mister fit.
That's hilarious.
The 70 degree swing in temperature.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, that was really cool how Chupas put that together with the with what he had at his disposal, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he's like I need brakes. And I was like, I got them. So, you know, the break was me and you saying how cold it was.
Yeah.
And then the next, he's like, I need another break. I'm like, I don't have any more footage. And I go, oh, no, I got it. So I just threw Lonnie in there saying F the rain.
Oh, I know. And that was like a throwback from a few years ago. But it's cool because that's part of our little LST lore.
Yeah.
That clip, him saying that, you know, is all part
of
that.
I'm real curious how LST goes next year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, me too.
Just the fact that, like, is it going to be cold? Is it not? Am I going to look at the weather report and go, okay, well, we'll take the trailer, or do I not take the trailer?
Well, like, I thought we were just going to do it anyway, just to give it a whirl.
I'm thinking that's probably what's going to happen, right? It's just going to be like, take the trailer, and if the weather's nice, we don't use the trailer. We just put it in the back, like just how your trailer is in the back. You know what I mean? But we use it as the, that's where we keep all the overflow. Plus I want to take my Tacoma. So
obviously we're going to be taking that. Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, and it'll be fun. It'll be another adventure.
Yeah,
you suck me back in because after last year, I'm like, nah. But now I'm back in, baby. I'm back. I never went anywhere, but I'm back. Yeah. So yeah, that'll be great.
So if it is cold and if it is rainy, then that trailer gets pushed to the front. Not the front, but it gets pushed, and then we figure that, because we're going to have to figure that out too, right? We're going to be like, okay, what do we do?
Yeah.
How do we display our shirts? How do we do any of this?
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun. Because like that's part of the, that sounds weird, but it is part of the fun figuring all this stuff out, you know?
Adapting. Yeah. Because I was like, okay, we could put a 10 by 20, we could put Easy Ups in front and display the shirts exactly like we have them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're standing in the trailer,
mm-hmm.
but we have numbers on the shirts and the totes are in the trailer. And people will be like, I want an extra large shirt number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have the tote is labeled as number 2. And so we just grab it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I picture the very first time needing that trailer is.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like how we've worked through the different things with the Easy Ups, you work through that with the trailers.
Right.
Like, okay, well, how do we... And I'm like really paying attention, and I have been kind of the last year, as how people set their trailers up,
mm-hmm.
and how they display their t-shirts, and how, like, you look at KIK, their trailer doesn't have a door in the back for cars. It's strictly a vendor trailer.
Oh, so, I didn't know that. It doesn't have a fold down door at all.
No, it's just that. So their entire booth is always set up basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a few guys that it's not like that. You can put a truck in there, and that's kind of how this one is. So how do you do, you know, to do that hybrid thing?
Yeah. Well, and Lonnie would probably have some great advice for that because that's what he does. He puts his Ford in that big trailer.
His other one.
The black
one.
Not
this one. Yeah, not this
one. I haven't seen the new one yet.
Yeah, he's had the new one for a couple years now.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, sorry,
it's
Lonnie.
It's a big gray. It's a huge gray one.
I assumed it was the same one.
No. Yeah, but that same thing. But that when he had that one, that's when they still set up an Easy Up out in front of it.
Oh, I see. And it was just the truck in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, so. Cool. I was going to bring up something about all that, but no, I forgot. I don't know.
And there's a video coming out
on
this whole trailer thing, too.
So. Yeah, well, I was going to prod you a little bit. Like, is there anything that we could talk about trucks? Like, trucks getting done? I'm very curious. I've said many times, I don't know. How's the red truck coming?
I don't know either. I'm going to Pandas for the first time tomorrow in weeks.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of stalled. So that... he hasn't touched it really at all because that he's got other work in there.
Yeah.
You know, so I haven't even bugged him at all or anything like that. But I did this week. I was like, yo, how's it going? You know, what's the next step on that? Because I know as well as him, like he wants to get that thing out of there as much as I want it gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then the OBS is just, that thing is just sitting kind of waiting.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Same with me. That's it. What he told me is like, well, you got a place in line. So I'm just waiting. But yeah, no, hey man, it's just how it goes. We're all just trying to figure stuff out as we're going along, you know.
I should, the Tacoma though, there should be some stuff coming up with that real quick here.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to Panda tomorrow. I just need like a day, a Tacoma day at Panda's, and then that thing will be wrapped up. And then I'm going to take it out to Alan. So I already talked to Alan and I was like, hey, when can I bring my truck out? And he's like, anytime. And I was like, all right. He's like, even if it's not, you're not ready, just bring it out and drop it off. So I'm going to do that. I've been driving it around just kind of.
Yeah. You've been taking all sorts of things, dude.
Yeah.
It's been really cool to see.
Yeah.
How's your axle holding in?
It's still there.
Still. It's still there. Is it leaking?
I don't know if it is. It's not leaking. So before I would drive and there would literally be oil all over the wheel and you could see drops. I took it out the very first time and didn't take it very far, and there was a tiny spray, like a little funk around the wheel, like maybe one drop had dripped and then did this single spray. But I don't know if that was residue from me putting
it could very well
something
be. Yeah.
Because I took it. Then I took it down to the grocery store and all around and there was nothing. So I'm just like, whatever it does. Like, even if it drops every now and then, it doesn't matter. Like that's sometimes just the way it is. Like,
well, the thing specifically about rear end leaks is they always look worse than they are.
Yeah.
Because since they spray and go everywhere, since everything's spinning, they always look way worse than they are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I cleaned the breather out. It was a little bit overfilled. We overfilled it that day that, we took it to the thing. So it could have been a variety of factors of why that axle was leaking, you know, but it's not now. And it's good, and it's running good.
How's your air conditioner hanging in there?
It's working.
Yeah, that's cool. Keeps it nice and nice and frosty in there?
Or? Not frosty at all. Because you know, there is a metal floor.
Yeah.
And there is a header.
Yeah.
And the exhaust is butted right up to that thing. You know, like a stock manifold, a lot of the heat is, it doesn't exude as much heat as like a header. So this has a header. It's coated, but none of the exhaust is wrapped, and it's butted. I mean,
yeah,
the muffler and the glass pack are smushed against the floor. So I can't, when I'm driving that thing, my leg touches the transmission hump, it'll burn it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I have a towel right there.
So that, like, that's interesting to me too, because like those are all like, when I talked about that, when I come out for Cruise to the Pines and sit down with the Panda and talk and create content, that's exactly the things I want to talk about. I want to talk about like, let's, you know, when it comes to building the whole thing, let's put the exhaust somewhere else. Like, just little things like
that.
There's
nowhere else you can put it.
You can't put it behind the cab?
No.
Why not?
You have an exhaust pipe that runs from the motor
right
to the back.
Yeah.
Where are you going to... It's not the muffler that gets hot. It's the exhaust pipe itself.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Your exhaust pipe is 2 inches around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your frame is only going to be two to 3 inches tall. So it's either going to be,
I see what you're saying.
I mean?
So it's not
see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, see, well, the Forerunner, it was the actual muffler that used to get hot.
Yeah.
Because the muffler,
and you don't have a room in the back for a muffler. The muffler will go underneath the cab.
Oh, okay.
And the reason your Forerunner was hot was not because of the muffler. It was because you never insulated it.
Right. It was just carpet on metal.
Yeah. And even if you sound deaden it, that's not heat.
No, yeah.
You have to do sound deadener and then heat. And then, so that's with your truck. You already have factory stuff in there. So it's still going to get hot. So what you're going to have to do is take your carpet out and put a layer of heat and then put your carpet back down.
Yeah.
You know, so that, you know, there is no getting around that.
My other question was going to be about your air conditioner getting cold. Like, I had mine recharged and I just don't feel like it gets that cold. I don't know if I'm just being too sensitive about it, but I don't know. I was going to ask like everybody who has Tacomas, is it like, is yours not that cold? Like, or are they like
mine's
ice
cold when it blows out? Like, but my thing is it's not sealed. So there's a behind the two vents in the center, there's a vent that comes up and it butts up against that. And there was like a foam ring.
Yeah.
And it seals it. Well, I took that foam ring out and I just butted it. So now it's just like blowing air all.
That's what
the
you
cab.
Said. You felt the air coming out of like the.
Yeah. So
the
once I get that
cluster.
Done and then I'm going to run some tubes to the other side vents. Then it will be fine. And once it's heat insulated, it'll be,
yeah,
you know, it'll be good. So, No, it'll yours. Maybe they just didn't fill it enough.
I'm going to take it back to I'm going to go to the mechanic about some other stuff on it too. Just have him recheck it. Could have a leak, you know. And it, from what he was telling me, he assumed that it hadn't been serviced in a very, very long time. Yeah. So it could be like something, some rings, you know, that are not, that need to be replaced or something. I don't know. So I'm going to take it back, see what happens.
Yeah. It could just be you too.
You know me, it's weird. You know what's funny is the car that has the coldest air conditioning that always works really well is the Camry. For some reason, that thing is ice freaking cold. The Tundra being even brand new, and I think it's just maybe the newer refrigerant they use or something, you know. It doesn't...
You have a huge cabin.
That's true, too. Yeah, that is true. And also on the Camry, the windows are blacked out, so it never... Mm. You know, so I think it conditions the air inside pretty quickly. That's why it can kind of get frosty.
It's probably just the ton. That's a huge cabin to cool down.
Right. And it's not tinted. So it's just
the sun's beating on it.
Yeah, that's probably why. Yeah. And also the Tacoma's not tinted either. So that could contribute to why it's doing that as well. Yeah, and I'm also, you know, saying this in the hottest months of the year, living in the desert. So, I mean, it's like, let's be fair with this thing, okay?
I'm surprised you haven't just tinted the windows.
Well, I was going to wait till I got out there to talk to the State 48 guy about a solid back window. So I wanted to get a solid back window first and then tint the whole thing. Well,
don't wait till you get out here. If you want a solid back window, he has to order it.
Okay. Does he do tint?
No.
Does someone do tint out there?
Yes.
I'm sure someone does.
Tint is a very big business.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Maybe we'll work something like that too, or at least get the back window.
When he gets it, he can have it tinted before he.
Okay.
He can just. It's what he does to my windshields whenever I need them replaced. He just tint them before they go in.
Okay. I'll hit him up and get that all in order, and that'll be part of that process too.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, man. Well, cool. Dude, I'm excited. Now that things are starting to roll along, especially now with the t-shirt, remember from the top of the episode, the bottom of the episode, go buy the new shirt.
Yes.
Go pre-order that thing. And then you can get it
all the way up to 4XL tall, I saw.
4XL tall, yeah. So our big tall guys, make sure you get in there and get your talls. Yeah. And then if you don't get it by then, I'll have them at Cruise to the Pines, but I won't have any talls. So if you want those talls, get them talls.
Get them talls now.
Yeah. So, cool.
All right.
Well, we made it.
We did.
I'll see you next week in person. you didn't, not that it matters next week, and you can't see right now, but everybody's been watching. I have a new desk. So, like, you know my other one?
Did you?
Yeah. So, you know how my other one had that bar? And, like, you were very awkwardly. Yeah,
yes.
So, this one doesn't have the bar anymore.
Is it a little bit bigger?
No.
Oh. Cool.
It's the same exact size, and we're going to get a little cozy. But at least your feet could go somewhere.
No, because we're not recording the podcast in there.
I know. That's why I said it doesn't matter for next week. Just some other time.
And even after this, even next time, if I'm just popped in at your house and we record an episode, we're going to do it in the new location.
Okay, cool. I'm down for that. Right on. All right, cool. LiveLifeCustom.com. That's where you can get the new shirt.
Yeah. And I'm going to really discount the drop shirts.
Yeah, get rid of those suckers.
So we're going to get rid of them so we can... We're going to print some new drop shirts with just the drop logo on the back for probably, I don't know, whenever you want to print some.
Probably Cruise of the Pines. We'll have some.
Yeah. So we're going to blow these suckers out.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So go to The Good Life. I think we might need to tell people how to spell that because they might be putting G-O-O-D life.
Oh, yeah. No, G-O-U-D-E.
Life.com.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Cool. We'll see you next time. All right.